The Lord be with you. Again, I hope this finds you well, and I hope you have received an email from myself over the last few days just in relation to us being able to physically gather again. We are looking at meeting in the car park beside the church in the schoolyard at 11 a.m. On July the 5th, and it would be wonderful if you were able to join us. We will not be meeting in the church over the summer unless guidelines change dramatically. But as we get the church compliant and we have it all set up, we are hoping to resume our indoor gatherings most likely the end of August, beginning of September. But we will continue with all our online activities as such, with these services and our the 10:30 service that we do, communion, prayer, and all the devotionals. So please do continue to tune in for these. But we do hope that you will be able to join us physically on July the 5th at 11 a.m. And there will be another email that I will send out this coming week just in relation to what that potentially may look like, in just making sure everyone is being safe and precautious as best as we can. But let's just quieten our hearts before we pray together our collect for purity. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our collect for this morning, the third Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and have sent the Spirit of your Son into our hearts, whereby we call you Father. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that we and all creation may be brought to the glorious liberty of the children of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 to 14. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. He said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering, and set out and went to the place in the distance that God had showed him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Then Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac. And he said, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac said to his father Abraham, Father, and he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of a son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ, according to Matthew chapter 10, beginning at verse 40. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, challenge, and blessing to us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know whether you would admit to hearing voices. I do. I hear voices all the time. I hear my voice. I hear the voice of my children. I hear the voice of my wife. I hear the voice of people on the radio, in movies, from books I'm reading. And these all voices may not be speaking to me all vocally and physically, but they can be in my head. For those of us who may hear, "Oh, are you hearing voices?" we may see that that is maybe a silly, if not crazy, thing to ask of people. But that is not the case. It can be something that all of us actually experience. All of us hear voices. Voices from our past. Voices from the present. And yet in our reading this morning, the voice of God speaks to Abraham. And as he speaks, Abraham listens and is obedient. And so often we can parallel or equate this particular passage to what Jesus has done for us. And there is nothing that actually we can parallel this passage with, because in the context of the passage, this was God testing Abraham to see if he could be trusted, to see if he would be faithful. Because remember, friends, Abraham has already proven himself so many times to be deceitful, that he can't be trusted in some of the things that he does. And so God, in testing Abraham to see if he could be trusted, if he could be faithful, speaks to him. Now I know when we come across a passage like this, you may think, well, how do I know if I've heard the voice of God? How do I know that it wasn't just my own voice or somebody else's voice? Well, I want to encourage you that the voice of God never brings death. The voice of God brings life. And we see this in this passage. Even if there are moments when we read this or we experience a passage like this thinking, this is very confusing. Why would God ask for Abraham to sacrifice his son, whom he promised would be birth of all the nations? We don't know the full picture. We can look back now and we can see that full picture. But at the time, if you were Abraham, you did not know that. When you look at your life right now, do we know the complete picture of what we are experiencing at present? When we look back, we can try and see if we can make sense of certain things, But also in our heartbreak, we know there is still pain and suffering. God wants us to experience His voice. God wants us to know His voice. God wants us to know His presence. If I am wanting to watch a particular television show, I know I got to tune in to that particular TV show that is on a particular TV station. I've got to make sure that the television is plugged in. I've got to make sure that there is electricity. I've got to do all these different things to prepare just to watch that TV show. Same with music. If I want to listen to a particular band or a particular song, I need to have either my radio or my iTunes on where I can tune in or click up and have a particular song playing. There's preparation in going in to set certain things of what I may want to hear. It is the same with hearing the voice of God. How are you preparing your heart for God to speak? Because it would be my belief that God speaks all the time. All the time. And if God speaks all the time, and there are moments where I know I can hear Him, and there are moments I know I can't hear Him, I have to think about the noise that maybe is in my life that needs to be silenced. There was a movie I saw a number of years ago, and I read the book again just recently called Silence. And in this, in the movie, I realized quite quickly as I sat there with my bag of popcorn that this was not going to be a popcorn movie, because it quite literally lived up to its name as a movie. It was quite silent. But in that, in the silence, there was beauty. In the silence, you could see God. In the silence, you could hear God. And I know over this season that we have just experienced within COVID, that we still are experiencing with COVID, many things have been stripped away. And there has been an aspect of silence. I continue to pray for you and for myself, that in this silence and as we move over to different ways or different things, that actually we will know God's voice. We will know His presence, His peace. When we come together again next week as we gather, we will see one another, and that can bring delight. The hearing of somebody else's voice, not just on a telephone or on a FaceTime or a Zoom or a Microsoft Teams, but actually we can see one another physically. I encourage you to seek out God's voice. What noise do you need to dissipate so that you can hear God's voice clearly? May you know His voice. May you know the joy it brings. May you know the peace it brings, the challenge it brings, the blessing and the comfort. Amen. Let us affirm our faith in the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day He rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Give to the Church the gifts that inspired the prophets of old, to warn and to encourage at this time and always. Make your people worthy to be prophets of your word, and count it as righteous through your grace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Be with those who in the world speak the words of truth and the message of salvation. Open the hearts of the powerful and the humble alike to receive those who come in your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant us grace to discern the presence of Christ in those we know and in the stranger. May we be hospitable and welcoming in our hearts, in our minds, and where possible, in our homes. May the doors in this community be open to the Lord who comes in many ways. And as we look to gather again physically, we pray for your wisdom and your guidance. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are suffering from drought, all who are thirsty, and who must go far to find water. Guide and enable those who work for their relief, and grant the blessing of good water where it is lacking. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And may the faithful departed receive their reward and share in the fountain of living water in heaven. Grant that we may be constant in this world and enter at last into the world to come. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross, and we meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And again, I encourage you to connect with those whom you want to share that peace with today and throughout this week. Amen. Wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast, and we will pray prayer one together. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. And the blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. O God, whose beauty is beyond our imagining, and whose power we cannot comprehend, give us a glimpse of your glory on earth, but shield us from knowing more than we can bear, until we may look upon you without fear. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Savior, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. And may you know the voice of God. May you know the love of the Father as demonstrated through his Son, Jesus. May you know that the voice of God does not contradict the actions of Jesus. Listen for the voice. Know the role of Holy Spirit in your life. Know Holy Spirit's leading, guiding, and comfort. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.